customs that's also called chelev. Those are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. But only Agabi Hadakin is called shreif, but could be Agabi Akev or not. Rabbi Shmuel loyma lohovi chelev shagabi Akev. He doesn't know even the fat on top of the kever, that's also like a trace of fat. And that chelev, therefore, the murim of a korban that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. That's the locha, the murim that's burnt on the mizbeach is chelev. So you see how the kever holds that the fat, agabi akever, that's also called a chelev. Well, Miriam, I have a question on this. The pasuk says that for chelev, asher ala kerev, the chelev that's on top of the inwards, the inside. So the shimon ayma, ma chelev ha-mechas, that's a kerev. What does it mean, just like the chelev, the fat that covers up the kerev, the inside? Krum, the niklaf, that there's a krum, there's a membrane there over it. And also the niklaf, you could peel it off. That type of fat, you could peel off the membrane. So he learns, af kol krum the niklaf, any type of fat that has a membrane around it, and you could peel it off, that's also called chelev. And as Rashi said, that's included the chelev of the kever. So according to this, Rabbi Shmuel holds the chelev bagabia kever is yet called a chelev. And the kever is the one that says, the kever right now, ma chelev ha-mechas, that's a kever, tusav krum. Tusav, Rashi says, means shemlos, like a covering, there's a good coating over it. The niklav could be peeled off. A coating over it means it's not really attached to it. It's like a coating over it. The niklav could peel it off. Is all up called any fat that's too sukrum the niklav. Mashenke in the chelev agabi kerev is not it. Agabi kerev is not like this. Is it just the opposite? The Shmuel says it is a chelev, it is trace. The Kiva says not. So when it says sholach rovin mishmet Rabbi Yechanan that kachi atzosa mishmet, this is really where it's supposed to be learned. And the eighth of kamaisa change around the first learning. The second one is right. Whereas what really Rabbi Shmuel is the one that says it's trace. So more Maichas, how you observe this, the Apchas Kamaisa change around the first one, Epech Basos, maybe change around the second one. So more says, no, Shani Yav, here it's a bigger limit. Kivan is telling us, it's so clearly over here. Mai, it says clearly, what is it? It says clearly what it is. It says, if Shimon Ayman, Ma, Chirav HaMachas, it's a Kever. So it's explaining clearly what it is. It's Dafka, means Dafka. So the Gemara, if this is true, so really Bishmol is the one that says that the Chirav Agabi HaKever is really trace. Because Rabbi Kiva is the one that's saying it's mutter. For the Mori, Yehochi Yisrael, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva. What are you saying before? Go back, Rabbi Yishmael says it's mutter. It's similar to Rabbi Kiva says it's mutter. Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Shama Mishma Vaisov. For Leila Sri Lenachanami. That's what he said before. He said it's mutter, so Rabbi Yishmael said it over the name of his father. He himself, Rabbi Yishmael, Taka Hold his Sasa. They said over the name of his father, that's actually it's mutter. Now the Gemara says, Om Rav, Rav says, Chelev toho seisem. Any chelev that's toho, that's attached well to the part of the body there, and if there's a neck of the hole there, this chelev is a good attached to it, it's seisem it. Tomei, let's say though it's tomei, chelev tomei, that's any seisem, that does not protect it well. That's not seisem. For Rav Shoshi Soma, Rav Shoshi says no, echad zev yechad zev seisem. The Chitos of Machlokes Ravin Rav Shoshi, where the chelev tomei is attached well enough to make a steam if there's a hole there, and this chelev is closing it up, is that called a good steam or not? So Mer says, Boy, observe, the question like this. What's going to be? So Mer says, Boy, observe, there has a shawl like this. Boy, observe, what's going to be? Chelev chaya. Let's say the chelev of the chaya, an animal that's a chaya. The little worker is, all the chelev of the chaya was kosher, you'll not eat it. So Mer, what's going to be according to Ralph? Did Rav mean to say as long as it's kosher to eat it, such fat is a good covering over a hole that's there? Or did it maybe know his svari is mishum de mahadak because it's attached as well? So how am I mahadak? Now here by a chaya, a deer, let's say, even though the chelev is mutatit, but that part of the chelev that would be traced by a behemah, let me see, it is not attached well, it's not attached well to the meat there. Therefore, maybe it's not called a good steamer. So Rabbi said back about it. Mighty Berlin, what's the shayla? Need the shayla, the chinaklam is mutatidit, but about the swari is adukulay mahadik. It's not attached well to it. So about the lochu is it should be, it's not called a good steamer, it'll be a safer. Having one says, who necked, what's happened in a case like this? It was a necked The first mechela tummy that was a nekev, let's say near the lung, and the fat in the dachim, and the or the kever, and let's say and the fat around it, the chelav around it, the chelav tummy was fasten, closed it up. So is it kosher or not? So and this the Osta time of the Rebbe is one in front of Rebbe. Some of the Rebbe said like this. Lamai Nechla, why should I say to Kerev, what's wrong? Chodah, one reasoning is, Gomorrah, Sheshesheshes says, Chelef Tomei, Nami Faisim. As Rebbe Tasnik, like those Sheshesheshes, even Chelef Tomei is a good thema. The Yod, secondly, HaTorah Chosah, Amenim Shai Yisrael, the Torah always has Rachmanis to try and save money of Kli Yisrael, the Jew, Rashi Nizan, Aroch of a Negev and a Bayis, that before the Kerev comes in as Metam of the Bayis, the Torah says, "Apinui, take all the stuff out, like save it. Don't let it become tamei. See, if you have a suffix, it should also be mitzvah. Save the behemoth." Then this Amalei the prophet, said back to Rava to Rava. First of all, Rav argues in the Sheshes that's a good shalom. Maybe passing like Rav that this chelav is not a good steamer. So even if that's the first suffix, but the siri raisa, it's a suffix. It's in the siri raisa over here. Maybe the animals are shayfar. How could you eat from it? The Yatamata, you want to say a Torah chosar a moment for Yisrael, a Torah had rachmas and the money of Christ, so you don't say such a swell as that. Avada, min asafik, it should be trace. The Avigamor says, min yumin, kanduka, min yumin, he was a person that used to sell mercha kadim, as she says, he used to sell pitches. And once happened to him, igwe lay, diskuto, the dipsha, as once he had a barrel of honey, and it was left on uncovered overnight. The shalom then is the gilui or not? So Osla came with Rava. Brought the shalom in front of Rava. On the Rava said, "L'may nechesha, what should be afraid? Like avad with mutatidit. Chod the one that's not learned. Shloisha mashkin asu in mishum gilui. There are only three type of liquids that's left overnight, uncovered, or it left all uncovered without watching it. It's osatidit and to drink it. Hayayin one is honey, because the snakes drink from this. V'amayim water, v'acholav and milk." But the Shah called a mashke mutarim, so clearly lent the price so that honey is mutter. The Yod, secondly, even if you have a suffix, HaTorah Chosam, a man in Shah Yisrael, the Torah had Rechmanis upon the money of Klai Yisrael. And this, the Gemara says back, no, Omele Rav Nachman by Yitzchak LeRova, and Nachman Yitzchak back to Rova. First of all, Reb Shimon, well, since you have Shimon, she believes that Vash is also. And even if it's a suffix, this according to Koshus, it's a shalom, maybe it's not healthy, you'll die from it. So about a suffix, Sakanto, you go to Chumra, as Chomach Sakanto Meisuru, you always say. The Yad Tamat, and you want to say, a Torah Chos Amonis, or you say, a Torah Rachmonis over here, doesn't make sense. Having more says, Reb Shimon Mai, where is this Reb Shimon? The title will end like this. Chamisha, there are five things that ain't there Mishum Gili. That if it's left over, uncovered, there's no way for Gili, like we do not say a snake, we drink from it. Here, that's the brine, the fish, the chaim is vinegar, shem, and oil, dvash, honey, umarayis, also dish made from fish. So that's terakama. However, Reb Shimon Omer, af, hein, yesh, b'mishon, gilui, no. All these five things also have the isa gilui. And the Yom Reb Shimon says, Ani Rithi, one saw a nachash snake, she saw the tzir b'tzidon, that it drank from the tzir, the brine of fish, and tzidon. Omer, the chaim said back to Reb Shimon, shat yavei, that snake was a fool, and they may be in rhyme in a shotim, here being a rhyme from shotim. Omalei, 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 agree to me at least, but Tzir, by Tzir, Rashi has been Robert Seth Ronachim by Yitzchak, that agreed to me a co-pointer by Tzir, that we do not hold the Reb Shimon. Why? Because the Rapapa, Rafun, the Rebbe, Mishur, Rabbanik, he had the Logile, when he had some water left uncovered, suddenly the Tzir used to throw it into the Tzir, to see the brine of the Tzir, the brine of the fish, that would like burn up the snake, the poison, we're not afraid of Gile. Mulevi said back to Oyla Miv, agreed to me at least, Bidvashk Reb Shimon Losser, Koi Kavosei, that Bahonu we should pass Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon Losser also was like him. The Tani we learned, the Chain Hoy Reb Shimon Losser, Oyster Bidvash, the Yosel Bahonu was left over uncovered, that's also Psul, Anissa, Sakona, Bishum Gili. Omer of Nachman, Nachman says like this, Chain Lev Osser Koi, if you have fat, that's like over it a piece of meat in the animal, like a helmet, is Eilus Faisim, does not face him, there's a neck of the arbitrary. Hey, where is this? Amalei, some say, Chit the Kakasha, at the end of the colon like. Riyamalei, some say, Tafasha the Liba, by the covering of the heart. Kashi says, Sumanalei, the fat of the heart.
That's like a kavam. That's not called a good tzima. So Omar Rav has said, Shamet minayed Rav Nachman from Nachman taught the two halachas. Chimtza bar chimtza. What about chimtza? What about bar chimtza? Rashi says both of them are on the fact that shal hakeva. We'll soon explain them. That chad sosim, one of these fats to cover a good is a good tzima. The chad lesosim was not called a good covering. One is not meant a good tzima. I'm not sure which one. How many are you? Rafuna bar chimtza. Rafuna bread of Nachman Omar. Bar chimtza sosim. This fat called bar chimtza that does attach well. That's good. That's a good tzima. That covers up the whole. But chimtza, this fat lesosim is not. Omar Rav Tovus is not. What's the tzima? Remember this. You have a kerech adam, a kerech av. The son is better than the father. Now, high chimtza, high bar chimtza. Which one is the chimtza? Which one is the son of the chimtza? You're holding the nem test from a basal lower in the bottom. Okay, let's come where it was. Omar Rover, the shamat minodra of Nachman Herfra, Nachman Tarti, two alochis. About chimtza or bar chimtza. Rashi says these are two types of chaylev. Shal hakev on top of the stomach. We'll soon explain it. So the two types, one is called chimtza, one is called bar, like the son of chimtza. Now chatzosim, one of these two chaylev, these fats, if it covers up a hole, it's called the good covering, and it's not a treifa. But the chad lesosim, one does not cover up the hole. There it's still called the treifa. V'lo yadana, I'm not sure, haiminaya, which one covers up, which one does not. The Gemara says, Rav Huna b'achinuno v'Rav Huna b'red Rav Nachman Omar, that the bar chimtza sosim, the fat that's called bar chimtza, the son of chimtza, that one adheres better. That one is a good steamer. That covers up the neck of the silk shayrim. But chimtza lesosim, the other fat that's called chimtza, that does not cover it up so well. They're still called the treifa. Omar Rav Tovus said, v'simnecha, what's the simon to remember this? That Yofa Koyach Ben Mikoyach Av, that the son is better than the father. In other words, the Ben Chimtza, that one protects. That one's a good tzima. But Chimtza is not. Now the Gemara goes to explain, Hai Chimtza, Hai Bar Chimtza. Which type of the fat is called Chimtza, and which type is called the Bar Chimtza? So Toshma coming here. The Yomar Av Nachman, Nachman says like this, that Inu means the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Mechel Achli, they eat from this fat, and they hold that this fat is Tor. But